Yesterday, State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster made good on her promise to start the groundwork for doling out school aid at last year's levels. State law requires she send out those numbers by October 15th. What makes that such a tough pill to swallow is that leaders from both parties want to increase school funding, and they want to do it by the same amount. If they could make that number law, it would prevent an unnecessary property tax increase. They have a few options. Both sides could agree to the entire budget, pass it, and even push back that October 15th deadline to give the superintendent more time. Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson says that's still possible.
We could be done in less than 2 weeks. We could be done in a matter of days. The real question is, will the Assembly Republican Caucus let the Speaker get this budget done? That's the big question, and I doubt it.
But the Republican Assembly Speaker said again yesterday that the two sides are still far apart and that they wouldn't be done by the 15th. GOP lawmakers insist the only option is to pass a school bill separately and leave the rest of the budget for later. Senate Republican Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald made that call again yesterday from his desk in a dark and empty Senate chamber.
The longer we go on without convening the state Senate, the more dire those circumstances become, the more difficult it will become for school districts throughout the state.
Senator Robson says her position hasn't changed. She won't pass a standalone school bill because she says it would let the GOP turn their backs on the rest of the budget. If both sides stand firm, as their comments suggest, schools will miss out on the extra state aid that both parties are on the record supporting. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.